Hi, this is Mike Spivey of the Spivey Consulting Group. It's Wednesday, March 24th. I wanted to put something out there because I know a lot of people are very eager and interested about what might happen this summer with weightless movement. I don't quite feel comfortable enough making a prediction yet. And the reason that's the case is the more people I talk to, particularly deans of admission, but also people within my firm, the more all of us are pretty much at this static point in time, unable to predict things. But I do want to give perspective, and I will update, and the perspective is going to be part and parcel of a timeline. So here's the perspective, and I think it's very illustrative of how this cycle has turned out. Let's say you're a school right now, and you're sitting at a 160 LSAT. Incidentally, this comes from a dean of admission who I was talking to this morning on the phone, this analogy. In past cycles, maybe you would admit someone with a 160, maybe you would admit someone with a 161. But this cycle, what's probably going on is, if you're being thoughtful about the data, you're waitlisting all the 160s, or virtually all. If there's other very strong factors you might be admitting, but you're waitlisting a good number of 160 and 161s who in past cycles you would have admitted. I think Dean Kornblatt on law.com said something very similar to that in an article he was quoted on. So you're sitting at a 162 and you're admitting those people, likely. Okay, I'm just holding one variable constant, so we'll stay with LSAT. So will there be weightless movement? Yes, of course. But what will that weightless movement be? Well, it depends. And it depends on every individual school, but let's say that school's 162 that they're going for and their median last year was 160. Let's say they lose that 162 2 weeks after seat deposit deadlines. That's a very important date. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks is generally about how much time law schools give. Right now, waitlist is not on their high priority list. Give it 2 weeks after seat deposit deadlines. Give it May 15th after commitment overlap reports, where they see how many of their admits are also deposited at other schools. You're going to start seeing movement. If that hypothetical school is looking really good at 162, that movement might be telling people on the wait list, hey, we're actually pretty full, so we're going to remove you from our wait list. That's not an admit. That's the movement in the wrong direction. If 2 weeks after their seat deposit deadline, if their number goes down to 161, they're going to have a lot of wait list need. Let me just double click on this point. No school right now really knows how that's going to break. In the past, they've relied on historic data to determine how that's going to break. This cycle, no historic data provides really good predictive value on the current cycle. The analogy I've given over the phone a few times, it's kind of a weird analogy. So I guess we're at the part of the cycle where I'm talking about zombie apocalypses. But I was once watching with a friend of mine who's an MD, this weird History Channel thing on what would you do to survive a zombie apocalypse. And they had like doctors and scientists. And every time they would say, you would do this, my MD friend would say, well, no, you wouldn't. You have zero data. So how can you possibly say what you would do? That is not dissimilar to this cycle. We have no data because this cycle is unlike anything before. So there's been a lot of wait listing because the thoughtful admissions offices are again saying, well, we're going for plus two or plus three or plus four. In most cases, not plus four. So we're going to do a lot of wait listing, but we don't know how this is going to break. And a lot of that is actually dependent on most of our listeners, you all, the applicants. If your behavior mechanisms are such that the first school that admitted you was the only school that admitted you for multiple months, and you became psychologically committed to that school more so than in years past. In years past, research would suggest that early admission in the cycle doesn't really impact behavior, but there's a line of thought where yield might be much greater this cycle because people are getting admitted to less breadth of schools. So early admission or just admission in general may be part of psychological attachment to the school. Thus, the yield might be higher. If it shakes out like that, then there very well might not be a scenario where there's as much waitlist movement. If there's a lot of schools with a lot of deferrals from last cycle who stick around, there might not be as much waitlist movement. But there's a number of people at my firm who believe that there's been such little admitting going on, so much waitlisting going on, that there will be a good deal of weightless movement. We don't know. Schools don't even know. So my commitment is this. Once we're about a week or two out of the last seat deposit deadlines, once we start seeing movement, I'm going to come back and do another podcast, and we're going to assess that movement and see if it looks like it's tilting in the lots of waves going out direction, or we're going to see if it's tilting in the, there are going to be small waves scattered throughout the summer. More soon to be determined. I know this wasn't entirely helpful, but I hope it sort of gives the overarching macro level picture of what may happen in the months to come. This was Mike Spivey. Thanks.